When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All right, lots to discuss with our next guest. It is the fine columnist from the Lincoln Journal Star. Our good friend, your good friend, Western Nebraska's good friend, Amy Just, joins us now.
Oh, God. Central.
Did you say, she picked up on it.
Did you just swear?
I just heard, I heard, oh, God.
Okay.
Was it, oh, God?
Well, that's not a swear.
No, it's not. You're fine.
That was my goal. I had a bet. We have a side bet going if I'd get you to swear.
Amy, we gotta keep you in line. We gotta be monitoring what you're saying at all times. Okay. We can't have any more suspensions.
All right. So in your world, where does Western Nebraska start?
Well, there are a couple schools of thought that I find acceptable.
Okay.
The people who think just the panhandle is Western Nebraska, that's fine. People who think the mountain time zone line is where Western Nebraska begins.
I like that.
That's fine. And then there are some people who think anything like west of North Platte, and that's fine to me too.
But if we say Kearney or North Platte, the Tri-City area is Western Nebraska, you laugh.
You think that North Platte is a Tri-City? That's interesting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking. I forgot about our friends at Hastings. My bad.
And Grand Island. Wow.
Yeah.
Rude.
Oh, no, I thought I said Grand Island. Did I say Grand Island? Okay, maybe I didn't. I don't know. Bear with me.
It's okay.
Yeah. You know what I meant.
Did I?
No.
So why you were in Kearney, which I think I said earlier it was the new facility. Their new one is still being built. But the Health and Sports Center looks really, really nice. I mean, Kearney High, Kearney UNK, they have some really good facilities out there. But that facility was packed. It's become like a tradition in communities where Nebraska volleyball goes. But there's not only the, let's get back to the national championship. There is one of our best players has something going on off the floor in Harper Murray. Mm-hmm. You've followed this program pretty closely for the last year. Almost, I could say you're embedded, but that's ESPN, what they're doing now. How does one of the most popular programs that we've ever seen in this state handle a bit of negative attention while still trying to move forward with their goal of the upcoming year and playing well into December?
Yeah, I think that the team itself will be all right. They've handled so much just like general attention with ESPN and all of the attention that they got for the stadium match and going undefeated for so long last year. Like they've handled the spotlight relatively well, like the team as a whole. Now, John has been here before. The players, maybe not so much, but John has been here before. You know, this happens, right? If you take a cross-section of any 100 people in society, athlete or not, like, things happen. Like, and so this shouldn't be surprising. Things happen, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever they are, whoever you are. And it's just unfortunate that it's happening in this way to somebody who I think is a good person, is just making some choices that for whatever reason she's making right now. And I hope she figures it out. Yep. She's got court this week, if I'm not mistaken.
I use the phrase illogical in looking at this and trying to figure out the lack of judgment. And I don't know the why. And I think we have to figure out the why with Harper before we can move forward, because we don't know what's going on with her. But the lack of judgment is the thing that I just can't wrap my arms around. Because you're right. She is extremely popular. She's very engaging. but there's something that's amiss.
Yeah, that's how I'd put it. I got relatively close with her after that feature that I did on her and her sister, and this just doesn't seem like her. But again, as I spoke about with the Mickey Joseph stuff, you think you know somebody, and then you realize maybe you don't. So I hope she figures it out, because I do think she's a good person. Maybe a summer away from things can help her.
You've been around this team, as Gary indicated, as we know how close of a group it is. And I think the program is built that way, that the type of work that they put in, you just naturally do come together. I don't want to say that this wasn't during the season, but this was on the eve of what is always a very exciting annual scrimmage for this volleyball program. I'm sure that this team is probably confused, as a lot of other people are, on those decisions. But as far as what they walked into in Kearney, how good of a remedy do you think that was for this team, given how they do go about their day-to-day, how they go about that family environment, and being able to put that aside for at least a while and have that type of community impact that we know they do when they go to all these different places in the state?
Yeah, I think it was pretty cleansing. Seeing the massive line outside, mm-hmm. all of the people packed in there, the insane line for autographs afterwards. The support is there. And they know that, but they were able to feel it on Saturday. I hope this gets figured out, because it's unfortunate.
It is, and they've got some momentum. I mean, they're loaded once again. Amy Justa, Lincoln Journal Star, joining us. Let's shift over to football. So we're a week out from the spring game, and if you listen to any national conversation, the reason they're talking about Nebraska is because of the quarterback. And you're probably going to write about it, or you have, or you've discussed it. Five-star quarterbacks coming into college last year, and there were a handful that were at Tennessee, at Oklahoma, we're at USC, we're at UCLA, we're at Texas named Arch Manning. Only one of them started games early in the year or started at all before the postseason, and that was Dante Moore at UCLA. Nebraska's going to have a five-star in 2024, and he might be the only guy that starts at a school. Is there any risk whatsoever in him starting from day one?
I mean, there's risk in any situation. Sure. If you look at this quarterback draw class, go back and see which one of them started when they were freshmen. Like, even if they weren't five stars, because, you know, you grow, right? But, mm-hmm. like, some of them did, some of them didn't. Some of them transferred, some of them didn't. But I think Dylan's path is his own. And I think it's hard to compare him to all the other five stars in this class, because most of the other five stars went to, you know, really good programs that are going to be sitting for a while.
That's a great point, because that fantastic point, because the guys I rattled off all went to probably programs that were in the playoff last year or were like 9-win teams. Yeah. Great point.
So, yeah, I just think it's hard to compare him to everybody else, because this is a very different situation.
Amy, and I think about the pressure that I don't think we do it intentionally. Just the maybe pressure is the wrong thing to say, probably more excitement that can be interpreted as pressure if you're that individual. And for Dylan Raiola, I think a lot of quarterbacks coming into that situation, and what you bring up of a program, not a program that is in national championship contention, but a program that is just thirsting for success and getting back to a bowl game and building from that. Do you feel this is what makes Dylan a little different too, that he's been in a lot of these pressure situations on being developed as a quarterback, that this maybe hits him different than, you know, going back again to the the other traditional five-star quarterbacks, that there is a little bit of, from what he knows from his father, understanding the history, what he's going into, that it maybe doesn't faze him as much as it would other five stars in that situation?
Yeah, I think, I don't want to speak for him, but he's been in the spotlight forever.
Right.
And he's been dealing with this type of stuff forever when it comes from just the fact that he's a high profile, you know, high school kid. And now you transition into being a high profile college student. Obviously, it changes a little bit, but he's been exposed to this type of attention forever. Like, I can't remember the game, but he was at PBA and security had to move him. Not because he cared, but because all the fans around him wanted to watch the basketball game while other fans were coming up to him for autographs. So, like, he's well aware of what he's walking into in terms of just, like, a high-profile situation. I mean, he was brought up onto the stage for the Zach Bryan concert the other night.
Yeah.
Like, that was a wild image. But it's crazy. He hasn't played a single snap in a game that actually is a game yet. But I think he is equipped to deal with it. I think his dad and his uncle can help him a lot in that regard. And he has that support system. And I think that's really important because things can go haywire if you're not grounded.
Why do you think Nebraska is equipped to handle this, for lack of a better word, phenomenon that is a quarterback? Because he's available to us in the media. They don't shield him. They don't, like, oh, we're not going to talk about him because he hasn't played. Why do you think they're equipped to handle somebody who is getting all of this attention and it doesn't, you know, like, make the locker room disjointed?
Well, I think that when you have a coaching staff that's been in the NFL and has dealt with all of those things, right? And then you have Matt Rhule specifically, who inherited one of the worst culture situations in all of college football when he got to Baylor. And then you have the Nebraska media staff, like the PR staff. They've seen it all. They have been around for just about every situation you could possibly have. And I think they get it. And I think that's what helps, because I couldn't imagine going into this situation a la Texas A&M Johnny Manziel, where Johnny Manziel didn't talk to the media until the Heisman ceremony.
Yeah.
So I just think it's a confluence of people who just get it and they see the situation and they know what to expect because they've either been in similar situations or they just know how this goes.
Amy, I think everybody has a similar interpretation of this next question, but I don't know if I've ever asked you directly. And now that we think that it's over, it has to do with the transfer portal. And again, another low number for Nebraska, which I don't know if that was overly shocking. But when you couple that with the fall and the minimum that leaves the program, that says what to you?
It's that, I mean, why would you want to leave? I mean, just look at the facilities they have. Look at everything that you have with, like, the academic services, and look at, like, the culture of, like, all of the winning from all the other teams right now. Like, why would you want to leave? Where else are you getting all of that? Mm-hmm. Like, from a athletic department standpoint, like, Nebraska is ranked number 7 in the country in terms of all sports for the year. You know, there's hope of new things. You can see the writing on the wall that football can get better. They have the pieces to do so. Why would you want to leave?
What are you working on for this week?
Light week for me. I'm working on some projects that won't publish until July, August.
Oh, you've already started the football tab. That's awesome. You're working ahead.
I wish. I do have ideas for that, though, so it's not going to sneak up on me this year. It will, but at least I know some of the things that I'm going to write for that.
All right.
But I haven't started on those yet. Oh, this is a project that's been in the works for over a year, so just slowly knocking that one out.
Hey, what is Josiah Alec going to do? Do we know he's going to play basketball? Is he going to go overseas? He's just going to be super fan for the next year? Do we know what he's going to do?
Goodwill ambassador, I think.
I know what he's going to do, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Oh.
On this area, on this radio station you are. You just can't do it when you go into Lincoln radio stations.
Yeah. No. I don't know if he's ready to make it public yet.
All right.
All right. Good on you. It's good on you.
That's a good hire by Troy Dannon. as always, I appreciate the conversation. I'm glad you made it safely back from Kearney.
Thanks.
That's Amy Just of the Lincoln Journal-Star joins us every Monday. We were tongue-in-cheek, but people are like talking like they think Kearney is Western Nebraska.
I did when I first grew up. Before I'd actually...
Because you guys never get out.
No. It was west of where I was, but once I lived in my time... I did my time in Columbus.
Did your time.
I enjoyed Columbus. But I was out in Columbus, and I realized how truly central Kearney is. Huh? It's got a new appreciation for it. Yeah. I think the time zone... I like the time zone... theory there. Once you get into Mountain Time Zone, boom, you're in Western Nebraska.
I would assume so if that's the case. Yeah. Once you get into Wyoming, you're in Wyoming.
Calvin says west of Kearney. See, I think you go a little bit further west.
I don't know, man. It's a long... Once you pass Kearney, though, and you're like driving to Denver, that's still a long haul, man.
Haven't you been told, Nick? California is full of whiskey, women, and gold.
I've only Aspen?
I've only found one of the three, and I'll let you guys determine which that is, knowing my history.
Mm-hmm. I'm right there with you.
We'd like to say hello. It looks like Nebraska's coaching staff is at Millard South this morning, checking out the prospects that are at Millard South, including Chase Lofton.
Wise move.
Oh, I did see the picture. Lots of pointing.
Yeah, I mean, hey, going as a group to a local school makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Carter Nelson can't get all the love.
Yeah. Are they going to go to any Millard South wedding receptions or graduation parties coming up?
I don't think so.
Got to show up to the Millard Legion Hall?
I don't think so, but they are heavy in Omaha today, and why not? Because as Forbes told us, this is the best overall city to move to in 2024.
Yeah. And that. Bigley would like to throw out some love for Cozad.
King D, they have.
As far as Western Nebraska?
It's King D the Third. He said, let's not complicate things. Anything west of Lincoln is Western Nebraska.
Thank you.
It really
that
does.
It
ruffles feathers if you go in all in that.
Boy, we need to break down our power rankings of the worst stretches of I-80 from Omaha to the border in terms of pure boredom. Because there's a stretch right after you get past like the last Lincoln exit and you're headed west.
Yeah.
That it's kind of desolate for a bit.
My in-laws live in Geneva, so I'll say anything west of Highway 81.
Pretty much Lincoln to the Hastings Grand Island exit is nada.
Have you been to Eastern Colorado?
Hey, that York Water Tower ain't bad.
They got a Wendy's there.
It is colorful.
You got Chances Are?
You mean the place that you will not exit to go down to Kansas or Oklahoma?
No.
Hmm? The Taco John's right there on that exit.
There is.
And then you just take 81 down.
Only time I drive down that road is I went to see Joe Diffie in concert in some small town.
Oh, pickup man.
South of there.
Oh.
Then stayed.
There's
and then
something
stayed,
women like about a pickup.
Stayed in a hotel, like a cheap hotel right off of the interstate there.
You would.
Paid by
That's the
hour.
Only time you will go take 81. Wait, where was the concert at?
I can't remember. It was south of there, though. It was Joe Diffie.
Like a small town in Kansas?
The late Joe Diffie, like when I was working in Lincoln, Froggy 98 sponsored it.
Yeah. Pickup Man, one of the great songs.
Yeah, it was.
That was country music.
Can't remember. It was like a fest in the middle of nowhere.
That is a good poll right there. Mm-hmm. That could give you a little David Lee Murphy, first concert I ever saw. Free one at Worlds of Fun. Like, hey, we're going to a free concert. All right, who's David Lee Murphy? Then I was inundated with Dust in a Bottle.
I believe that I also saw at the same place the great late Chris Ledoux.
Ooh.
Who was awesome in concert.
Make my wife jealous.
You are pulling out some.
Yeah, you win.
Mm-hmm. This was back in the days when I worked at a place at a country station. You know, you go to all those concerts.
You got all the access.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought that could be country. So I'd show up in a polo with a collar and shorts.
What was your belt buckle game?
Oh, people are like, ah, oh, you're not from around here, are you?
Like, what? Gary and Braden on the back. What?
Yeah, there's a big country fan right
what
there.
What gave it away? My Jordans?
These are my country Jordans.
Back to put a wrap on this Monday on 1620 The Zone.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.